Okay, so let us continue our journey and start a super interesting topic, which is big data, right? So big data, as I said earlier, you'll hear it everywhere, and everyone is wanting to hire big data specialists, people who can understand big data to make sense out of this. So what exactly is big data, right? It's not just data which is big in nature, obviously not, but it's more complex. So I'll just try to explain it at a very high level. We'll try to, understand some of the building blocks, just scratch the surface, have a 30,000 feet view, because as I said, big data is the in thing. It's a topic by itself, right? So let us understand at a high level what is it all about. And probably if you guys are interested, you should explore more around the techniques for big data and probably make a career out of it. So what is big data? So big data, it's data sets that are too large, too complex to manipulate with the standard tools and methods. So there is so much of IT investment that has gone towards managing and maintaining this big data. In general terms, it is used to describe the voluminous amount of unstructured and the semi-structured data and the contextual text that has been created on a daily basis is big data. So again, as I said, it's a lot of data coming in. It could be structured, it could be semi-structured, it could be unstructured, so all the data coming onto a platform and then exploring tools to analyze that to come up with, say, user preferences, user behavior, and stuff like that. So that is big data. Big data is a popular term used to describe the exponential growth and availability of data, both structured and unstructured, as I explained. And big data may be as important to business and society as now the internet has become, right? For a company, as I said, someone who's into the B2C industry, getting analysis of that big data is really important. And believe me, all companies today, right from a telecom to a manufacturing to a retail, everyone would have a department called as data analytics. So there are data scientists who work on the different data models. There are different machine learning algorithms that are developed on top to harness the power of this data and then, make informed decisions. So earlier what used to happen was companies used to, strive to get that data. But now with the explosion of web, there's data all across. But then how do I make sense of that data is the real question, right? So that's what BI is all about. So big data is defined in terms of the volume, velocity, variety, complexity, and variability, right? So it's not a clear definition of what big data is, but yes, it's complex set of data. Lot of data, as I said, but then how do you form that linkages between that data is the real meat. So big data, let us understand the different parameters. One is the volume. So that is contributed by many years of the stored history of data, both transactional and summarized in the data warehouses, as well as the unstructured streaming data that comes from the self-service and the social channels. Second is the velocity. So velocity is the speed at which data is streaming today, driving the need to deal with the torrents of data in the near real time. Third is the variety. So data comes in all types of formats. So as we said, it comes in structured, it can come in a numeric format, it could be in a traditional database or a structured data. It could be from the line of business, it could be unstructured text, email, video, right? So it could have different forms of the data. So different formats could be the data. Next is the variability. The data that flows in today might be inconsistent with the peak. So what I mean by this is, say consider there is a important sporting event in the country, say during IPL, right? So Hotstar used to broadcast the IPL. So they recorded highest peak load in the IPL history, where they were, I think, serving some, I don't remember the exact number, but number of million users without any glitch, right? So that was how they were able to send that information. So probably during the IPL time, the usage of that particular product is really high. So imagine the kind of data that each of that user will bring. So that's the variability aspect to it. Last is the complexity. So it could come from a variety of different sources, as I mentioned. So it could be from web, it could be from traditional means, right? So the complexity in terms of getting that data from the different sources is really high. So big data is a collection of data from the traditional and the digital sources inside as well as outside the company that represents a source for ongoing discovery and analysis. So this means that big data consists of all the traditional data that is derived from the product transactions, financial records and iteration channels such as the call centers, the point of sale, plus the volumes of digital data that now grows at an exponential rate. So big data can also consist of unstructured or the structured data. So unstructured, when it comes from information that is not organized or easily interpreted as by the traditional databases or the data models, and typically it could be say something like a text heavy, so say something like a Twitter feed or any social media. This is a form of unstructured data. So say if and I've seen this, so many companies have a social cell. So what do they do is that say for example a company like Surf, right? So when it has come up with a new ad, it will have a social war room, so where you get feed from the different sources. You get feed from say Twitter, you get feed from Facebook, you get feed from YouTube and the other means. So then say suppose if it has rolled out a new commercial advertisement, to know how it is faring in the market, say if it is say communally sensitive, so the company might not feel so, but you never know the way in which people might react, right? So that is the reason why each company would, and typically the consumer led companies would do this, to know what the consumer behavior is for a particular product, and then probably take some actions. So you would have seen some commercials in the past where some commercials were, probably the company might not feel so, but the end users felt that it was targeted towards a particular community or a particular sex as such. And people had some very outrageous emotions that they displayed on the social media. And so the company had to actually pull down the ads. So that's the power of social media today, and that's where companies are harnessing this kind of big data analytics to see what is the actual customer feedback for them to improve their actions. So if we have to talk about the use cases of big data, so it's everywhere, right? So media and entertainment. We took an example of Netflix. So the way Netflix might want to know what kind of content that the consumers are consuming, basis that they can probably create some more Netflix originals or something of that sort. Then there could be a big data use case for financial industry. Just imagine, right, a stock broking company getting a lot of data, a lot of feeds about the different stocks, and not just stocks, right? Understanding what kind of orders come in, knowing the kind of users that they have, they could develop some kind of algorithmic trading. So algorithmic trading, if you Google it, so it's now existing in place. There are a lot of AI engines in place. So say I know for sure company like Angel Broking, right? So it had come up with Arc as their machine learning engine. So it basically knows what kind of risk abilities that a consumer has, what is the market trending, what are the stocks that are doing well, not well, and probably give you guidance basis your risk appetite. So that's basically analyzing the trends in the market and coming up with their proposition. And the cases could be huge, right? So for healthcare, knowing the what kind of diseases are there in the market, what are the medicines that are effectively treating. So a lot of pharma companies use this. Lot of applications in the education sector as well, right? So with the kind of e-learning that is going on, many companies, so say for example something like a Byju's app, they use a lot of big data and ML to, you know, come up with propositions. A lot of applications could be in retail, right? So retail is probably, I think, the best use case of big data. What kind of products that consumers are picking up? It could be a online e-commerce company or a physical store, right? So product of so what are the products that people are picking up? What is the demands of the different products? So these could be driving the retail industry. Manufacturing industry could also have a lot of use cases of big data in terms of the different IoT applications, the sensors that they could deploy in the consumer space, and then making sense of that consumer data, analyzing those consumer trends to come up with propositions could be a use case for manufacturing companies. So having seen what big data is all about, let us understand what social media analytics is all about, how big data relates to social media. We just touched upon that, but then let us see a few of the points, a few of the challenges, few of the advantages of the social media. So social media analytics includes the practice of gathering data from social media websites, analyzing that data using social media analytic tools to make business decisions. We took the example of the FMCG company, right? So how it takes the feed from the different sources into the war room and come up with the different business decisions. The most common use case of social media analytics is to mine consumer sentiment to support marketing and customer service activities. We spoke about the advertisement which was not so consumer friendly, how corrective action has to be taken. Needless to say, there is huge information in the social media data, we all agree. Social media analytics is the basic foundation for enabling an enterprise to execute focused engagements, line one to one or one to many, enhance social media collaboration over a variety of business functions such as consumer service, marketing, support, etc., and maximizing the consumer experience. The main advantages of the social media analytics is, first is to gain competitive edge over competitors. Second is to learn from the customers. Third is to improve the customer's product and services. Some of the challenges in the social media data analytics are the data fragmentation challenge, so that because the data comes from different sources, it's fragmented in nature. Complexity and lack of organization of particular data, lack of control, and one key issue in demonstrating the impact of social media. So some companies have realized the power, but then some companies still don't understand how do we, you know, cater to the needs of social. So that is a key challenge. What is the future of social media analytics? So compared to traditional marketing research methods, social media analytics is faster and inexpensive. So you see a lot of businesses that are just online. So I know for sure there are so many SMEs who have launched their businesses on Facebook. They're only on Instagram. They do not have a physical presence as such. But then these social media tools are helping the business to create a platform for them to sell their goods and service. It is also the consumer's own voice speaking frankly and spontaneously about the brands and the things that they matter them the most. As is clear, social media analytics is a form of content analytics, and content analysis by the very nature of the data is not easy. So you have to have proper frameworks in place to get that data. While computers bring artificial intelligence, both computational linguistics and natural language processing, that is the NLP, and thereby automate classifying the content and sentiments of human communication, the intelligence has to be developed by the human. So what it means is that a human has to finally, you know, develop that kind of a machine learning algorithm. Machine would just learn what a human would want it to learn, correct? So people have to be more intelligent than the machines is what this point is driving. So we've basically seen the power of social media and how big data can relate to social media, and what is the kind of impact that it can have on a company to create a good positive campaign, say for its product, for its service, and in turn boost their product lines. So let us now see some of the few big data products that are there in the market. So big data analytics tools. So there is Yarn, there is MapReduce. Now MapReduce is really popular to analyze the big data. There is Spark, there is Edgebase, there is Hive, there is Kafka, there is Pig. So I've worked on Hive and I've used on MapReduce. Amazon calls MapReduce as a EMR, that is an Elastic MapReduce. Hive, Kafka, these are tools which are used to analyze the big data. Let's go ahead and look at some of the data warehouse and the BI tools in the market. So for data modeling, there is Irvin from Computer Associates. There is Oracle Designer, Power Designer, Rational Rose. So these are some of the products that are there in the market for data modeling. Data mining. So data mining is again making sense of that data. So there is IBM Cognos is really popular. There is TIBCO, Spotfire, which is popular, Oracle Data Mining. There is Halo BI. There is Angros Knowledge Studio. Then there is something called as NetOwl Suite. So NetOwl Suite is again a little popular. Then these are some of the other popular data mining tools that are there in the market. If I have to talk about the OLAP tools, so there is SAP Business Objects Analytics, IBM Cognos, Oracle 12c, that is for OLAP, SQL Server Analysis Services, there is Hyperion, MicroStrategy, there is Palo OLAP Server. So these are some of the tools for OLAP. If we have to then continue to look at some ELT tools, right? So ELT, as we said, it's a heart of any data warehouse solution. So let us look at some of the ETL tools. So there is Informatics, which is popular. There is SAP. I told you something about SAS, right? So SAS is a company which is specializing into analysis. So BI and BI and analysis is something that SAS as a company really is very popular. So they have Data Integration Studio. There is Oracle Warehouse Builder. Those are popular. Then there is Information Builders, there is OpenSys, then there is Pervasive. So these are some of the popular ETL products. If we have to talk about business intelligence tools, then there is IBM, Cognos and BI. From SAP, it is Business Objects, Levin. There is SAP NetWeaver, which is very popular. There is Oracle BI. And it's the version is 11.1. SAP Business Intelligence Visual Analytics, QuickView 11.2, JasperSoft, Pentaho, SPAA, Board 8.1. So these are some of the tools, and probably you might, you know, want to have a look at top one or two in each category to see how they are faring in the market. In case of the reporting tools, there is Discourse Suite, there is MicroStrategy, Yellowfin BI, WebFocus, and some of the similar tools that you see on the site. Tools and technologies for big data analytics, there is Hadoop framework, there is Apache Fume, there is Cloudera, which is very popular, IBM InfoSphere. So you might just see that I'm just, you know, reading it out, but that's the way it is. So these are some of the popular tools that are there in the market. And probably if you are interested, you might do a deep dive into each one of these. So let us understand a few of the nitty-gritties in terms of the data warehouse implementations. So a typical roadmap for a data warehouse implementation project, so it is stated below. So one is the requirement gatherings and the specification. So understanding what the requirements are and then coming up with a RFI. Then there is environmental setup, data modeling, and ETL. So these are few of the important things that should be kept into picture. A few other things that include would be the actual OLAP design, because that is the heart. The UI development, so that is the user interface, how it has to look like, so that it's user friendly. Reports. Now, reports are a critical part of any data warehouse system. So do a POC on the reports. Do a thorough testing on the performance and the query optimization, because it's very query intensive, right? So querying the entire database, forming those complex joins and queries in place. So the query optimization has to work properly, getting a proper performance. So do a POC around those. Reports development, production rollout. So some of the key areas that need to be properly addressed. So risks and pitfalls on DWH projects. So one is you need to have endorsement from the senior management, from the business. Have to have input from the project management teams, the technical people who are involved. So lack of skills and expertise could lead to the project not getting the right treatment that it should. A lack of data quality. So we spoke about data integrity. So if you are not getting the data in the right format and you are not ensuring the data integrity, then it's simply garbage in, garbage out, and not on understanding what the organization needs are. So it has to come from the business itself. So you should understand the power of data warehouse solution, the power of business intelligence and the artificial intelligence, and how it can enable the business. So unless you have an endorser from the company, these systems would not really work as such. So just to summarize, given that many companies are seeking a competitive advantage with analytics, the corporate leaders need to ask themselves the below questions. Is my organization open to newer areas or newer ideas that challenge the current practice? Does my organization view data as a core asset? Is the senior management driving the organization to becoming more data-driven and analytical? Is my organization using the analytical insights to guide the strategy? And are we willing to let analytics change the way we do business, right? So as I said, it has to come from the top management. You should analyze your strengths, weaknesses, and as business leaders, they need to actually know the fact that, you know, data is everywhere, but then making use of that data to come up with intelligent frameworks to make corrective actions is something that is the need of the hour. So they should understand this and form a strategy or a core committee around it to address that, how a data-driven organization can really fare well as compared to competition and give them a competitive advantage. So with this, I would just like to end this. So what we've discussed is just scratching the surface, what a data warehouse solution is, what are the different parts, what are the different layers to it, what are the different components to the data warehouse solution. We briefly touched upon the business intelligence part as well. We saw what was big data. It was just scratching the surface, but then you are now at least in a position to understand what is the power of big data, how to harness it. We saw some of the tools that could be used for data warehouse, big data analysis, ETL processes, and so on. So probably if you guys are interested, you might want to do a deep dive into each of these. And lastly, we've spoken about what the priorities of the organization should be in terms of changing the approach or the way of working from a traditional approach to a more analytical data-driven approach. So I hope I've made some sense out of the newer trends that I see in the market. So I hope this has been informative to you, and I'd like to thank you for viewing.